masters.
We are the authors of the Amazon number one bestseller, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. Soon to be released, Sleep Your Way to the Top of the Morning.
Yes.
And since we're here and it's almost May 5th, I'm going to say, hey, go and look on Kindle at my book, Sinkhole de Mayo.
You've heard it. Sinkhole.
S-I-N-K-H-O.
No, but sinkhole. Sinkhole.
Yeah. Sinkhole de Mayo.
But didn't we spell it funny or no?
I don't think so.
No, Sinkhole de Mayo. That's right.
But as we're approaching May 5th, I want you to
Cinco de Mayo.
Go ahead and pick up the... It might even be free on Kindle.
It might be.
It might be. But Sinkhole de Mayo, it's a wild ride.
Yes, it is.
And it's full of the zombies, the apocalypse, time traveling, UFOs, and freaky wrestlers.
All of it. All of it's there for that. All of it. So, girlfriend, also go to our website. ConsciousCommunity.com is one of our websites. Check out some of the challenges we have here. And speaking of challenges, this past week, we made the land, you know, we went right over that mark, not us personally, but like as a government, the 100 days of Trump, President Trump.
Did we really?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's been all over the news.
Where have I been?
Yeah. Well, before we talk about Trump, because, you know, if you don't know us, here's how our show goes. We typically try to pull out nuggets of truth, nuggets of learning.
And they may hurt.
And we want to do those, it out of joy.
When she pulls those nuggets out, it does hurt.
It is extracting.
But we do it all in the fun, and we do it in edutainment.
Edutainment, for sure.
We are now coining that.
And so we also talk a little bit about movie reviews, and we're not saying they're the most recent movies, but...
And we're not even saying they're movies.
Exactly.
Because I got a new one I'm talking about today.
Yeah. We also have a little segment we call Elliot's Corner, where we're going to talk about what we've learned from our dogs or our animals this week. And this little segment came about because I was watching, oh goodness, Shirley MacLaine being interviewed by Oprah. And Oprah asked her, who's one of your biggest teachers? Oh, it's my pets. My pets teach me everything I need to know. And I agree with that. Sometimes. Sometimes, especially when my little pet wants to throw up on the floor. You're like, what are you teaching me now? And then we
perseverance.
Yes, exactly. And then we have pillar talk at the end, where we really do a little formal coaching. And today we're going to talk about something kind of interesting. We're going to talk about two things. One is that saboteur we all have and how we can kind of give that saboteur a new goal.
Mm-hmm.
And how
give it
to
a new
be,
job.
How to be happier. How to have, you know, your inner child. How your inner child can assist you in being happier.
Yes.
So let's have some fun. And let's talk about President Trump right now.
All righty. Is that going to be very, 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 very fun?
Well, it's been kind of fun watching the Housewives of New York and seeing how some of them are not Trump supporters, but Hillary supporters.
Well,
and
also,
knowing the results of this is going to flow.
Yeah, it really is interesting watching it in retrospect because right now the Housewives are, the election is approaching.
Yes.
And poor Carolyn.
Yes.
And she used to be a reporter for I think at NBC for like 15 years. She's was married to a Kennedy
right.
type, like a Kennedy
a
cousin.
Cousin of something, yeah.
Yeah, so she's very political.
Right.
And she is so, so, so pro-Hillary. And it's almost cringeworthy to watch her just like, what's happening, what's going to happen. Hillary's got to win. And then she gets a little bit of buzz here and there. It's about 2 or 3 days, I think, before the election.
And
as
you can
we
tell
speak.
That she's not as secure as she once was.
Yes. She's throwing a party the night of the election. And she doesn't know if it's going to be a celebration or, as she calls it, a funeral.
Right. She doesn't know what's going to happen. We know
we
what's going to happen.
We do. We do. We're psychic.
And I think about that Saturday Night Live skit where they're having a party in New York. And, you know, by about 9:30, everybody's going, what the heck's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Do you? And it's interesting because it harkens back to those days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember that night, and I was numb.
Oh, yeah.
I just could not believe what I was watching.
Oh, I know. And I was like, okay, this is it. This is how it's going to be. And I still don't. I'm okay with it all because I really believe in that our country's moving on. We weather any storm. I'm not saying President Trump's a storm because I want him to succeed and do well.
We want America to do good.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, it's just been a weird time for sure. Mm-hmm. Here we are at that 100-day mark.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, looking at my political stance, and we've been kind of talking about learning more about millennials and how they've affected everything that's going on in our world. And it really has shaped our world, how they've affected sexuality and how those new terms came about, mm-hmm. you know, being even gender fluid. And I'm like, wow, what's mm-hmm. that mean? You know, and mm-hmm. having to dig deep into it and now going, okay, am I a cisgender? You know, what
don't
am
know.
I now?
I had a little bit of an epiphany about this week. Because I was reminded that, you know, our 49th state, Alaska, yes. the Alaskans have like something like 200 names for snow.
No, the Alaskans, right.
Did I say Alaskans?
You might have. I thought you said Hawaiians.
I didn't mean to say Hawaiians. They don't have any words for it. They don't know what it is. Like, what is this? Lava? Is this like white lava?
They're like, scary. It's cold out. What is this? Yeah. We live in paradise.
No need for any other words. But no, the Alaskans have like 200 different names for snow because it's all different kinds of snow.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that millennials have different names for all different kinds of snowflakes.
Well, but I was thinking to myself that I think I am now like political party fluid. Like you
party fluid. Excuse me.
Which is really gross.
Does that kind of need a... Do I need a fire extinguisher?
I did not know that was going to come out of my mouth the way it sounded. Like, I'm a party... You know, I'm a political party fluid. No. Excuse me, that's gross. And you need one of those white lights in a black room to show you that kind of fluid.
Yeah, exactly.
For those party fluids. No, but I think I am kind of fluid. And I think as we no longer, some people don't want gender anywhere. Like we're genderless or mm-hmm. gender fluid or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want party names anymore. I don't want to know if mm-hmm. you're a Democrat, Republican, mm-hmm. conservative, liberal. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Mm-mm. You know, mm-mm. It means zero. Because you can have a belief in this. And it'll go counterintuitive to your belief in that, mm-hmm. no matter what party you're on.
Exactly.
And also, the fringes look identical mm-hmm. to me. They look identical. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, you
good
know what?
Good point, Jill.
I am now party fluid.
You are political party fluid. Excuse me. Sorry.
Exactly.
I still think I need a fire extinguisher.
Because I'm so hot to handle. That's right. I'm burning. Burning down there. Take some medication for that. It's a burn. But it's true. I just don't know. We were listening to Joe Rogan mm-hmm. Interviewing
Josh Zepps. Yes.
And I might have, you know, because his episodes are so long.
Yeah.
I only get to listen to one every couple of weeks because they're 3 hours long. And
it takes you 3 hours to get through that one.
And it takes me a whole week to get through one.
Yeah, exactly.
I listen to 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and so forth. But it's a nice format what they have, what Joe has, because it's just two people chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't
God forbid.
It's not an interview.
Who are you interviewing? I don't interview anybody.
Don't put
baby in that corner,
don't
baby.
Don't label me. I'm not an interviewer.
I'm interviewless.
I'm interview fluid. I'm an interview fluid.
That's
Don't put that on me.
That's right.
But there comes a point where you realize that they've maybe had a little to drink. And now they're real, what they really think is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so crafted. Mm-hmm. The word, you know, their sentences aren't so crafted, and they're just believing what they want to believe. And you can take a little bit of truth out of it, mm-hmm. you know. And I don't want to go into this, but it's just.
Why? Tell me what you're going to say.
Well, no, I was thinking about just Josh Zepp's beliefs on some things.
Right, right.
And so forth. And it was just, you know, at first you're thinking, oh, he's really sound mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then you go,
right.
Well, now that sounds crazy.
Well, you know why, though? I mean, I had never heard of him before, but obviously. Right. He's fairly well known. I don't know how I missed him, but I would definitely go to his podcast because I considered him very smart.
Right.
And I felt that he was, you know, he had alignment in his thinking.
Yes.
And I think we're not going to really talk about it, I think, but that he kind of gets to this one point that the area, he kind of crosses the line.
Right.
But I think it's because he is saying that he's integrated.
Right.
He's in alignment and he's integrated in his thinking. And what you're saying is that we look at people who vote a certain party because they had one issue. Like,
yeah.
I remember hearing this week, this one father lost his son
right.
to a heroin overdose.
Right.
And out of all the candidates, Trump was the one that promised him that he would do something about the opioid epidemic and having these EMTs and in every little town have these right kind of
right.
certain meds that can actually resuscitate and revive someone who has and not many forces have that
right
and we, you know, we're trying to get those into
well,
every
it's interesting
town
because when you have these but, one issue things go ahead
but no he but the thing is he said that he's extremely disappointed because he promised to do it right away. He said, I went to 45 of his rallies.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that he was going to vote the way, because this was the thing that I wanted. He promised this to me, and he said he hasn't done anything about it.
And actually has taken money away.
Yes,
for
he did.
Programs
took money
dealing
from those
with
programs.
Addictions.
Right.
Yeah. So he feels betrayed, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he's a one issue man.
Right.
And his issue is righteous in his mind, you know,
right.
and I get that.
Yeah.
And so you always wonder, I don't know who said this. It might have been Oprah. I don't know. I think she was asked if she would
have been
run.
Gandhi.
Could have been Gandhi, who I heard was a freak. I don't know.
Dalai Lama.
Dalai, I heard too. We all are rough around the edges, aren't we?
I heard Dalai Lama goes commando.
Exactly. Yeah. I just don't want to think about
the Dalai Lama going commando.
I just don't want to think about that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just don't want to think about it.
Oh, but you don't mind thinking about party fluids?
No. Well, if you're going to go to commando, I think I happen to have gone with you the other day to your doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. It's an annual one, and you wanted to show your doctor something.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, excuse me, doctor, I am going to commando. I hope you don't mind. She's like, whatever, Christine, whatever. We're all girls here.
Oh, like she's never gone commando.
I'm sure she has. What girl hasn't gone commando?
Certainly the housewives have. The housewives
oh,
of
sure.
New York.
For sure. You know, getting back to being a one party or one
issue
person. Oh, and talking about Oprah, you know, I think she said somewhere, she goes, I don't believe I'll ever go into politics because I can get so much more done
mm-hmm.
without it.
It's so true.
And I was listening to Barack Obama's speech in Chicago. It mm-hmm. happened. I just came across
just,
it.
I know. I felt I was, so blessed.
I
that
was, yeah.
That you had found that, and he was talking live.
I was wanting to listen to Bill and Wendy.
It was his
on
first,
the,
yeah. It was his
like,
first speech
yeah.
since
and
leaving
he
office.
And he talked about something, and he talked about what we talk about. He
yes.
said there are people I know who want to be a politician,
mm-hmm.
and that's their goal—to be a senator or whatever, or whatever. And that's great, but I want you to know why you want that. What do you want to do? And if it's to make this population better, healthier, do this, then start doing that now.
Right.
And then that typically is the way you get recognized and noticed, and you get to become that place.
That's right.
And we talk about the formula of be, do, have. You know, and he kind of switched it a little bit. Like, you can't be this until you start doing
those
actions.
Right. You go, I just want to be a philanthropist. No, you have to act and do the philanthropy first.
To have before you have it.
Right.
And so we think that you have to be, do, have. You must be that person first.
Right.
Not the title.
No.
The title is what you get as reward.
Right. The action of that person.
You know, who are you internally and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. Like, he could go, okay, how do I get my local community, then my state, mm-hmm. to carry this vital anti-heroin drug mm-hmm. that could save people's lives.
Right.
How do I do that? Then how do I branch out further?
Right.
And I bet he could.
He probably could, just as a father.
Yes. And get enough support to get this done one by one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's problems because the medicine's really expensive. Mm-hmm. But if they all need it, mm-hmm. you could get a discount from the mm-hmm. pharmaceutical manufacturer mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Might have to go cross sea, buy it someplace else. Mm-hmm. There's things that are going on. So it's interesting having just this one. You know, one thing.
Issue.
Thank you. I don't know why I keep saying issue.
Hey, Joe. Issue.
It's a hard word. It's a third grade word. And I'm struggling a day with that.
What do you blow your nose in?
Tissue.
You'll never forget it now.
I was thinking it's shoes. The shoes. I blow in my shoes. So this political arena that we have going on right now, and we have friends who are out of the country mm-hmm. and they want to talk about it too, and they think we're crazy mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. but it certainly has been a very interesting ride, and conversations have just been pretty interesting.
It's been interesting for sure.
Oh yeah.
And interesting in a good way.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah,
because I've
positive. I've certainly had to dig deeper to find out who I am and what I stand for. And
I also know that I have to be fluid in my perspectives of things, because
that's right.
I have to walk in people's shoes, you know, and see what their policies are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like this idea that...
But don't you kind of hate government? I mean, politics, though?
Oh, well, when you see talk those... about that, we're going to talk about that during our movie review.
Oh, are
the,
we?
The new thing that you've been watching.
Oh, yes.
From Netflix, hint, hint. You just started that for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. But one more thing I want to talk about real quick before we move on is, you know, President Trump really said that he's all for the coal miners, mm-hmm. getting them back to work and so mm-hmm. forth. Mm-hmm. And then I was watching CNN the other day, and they were interviewing these coal miners that literally are going to run out of their health care.
Right.
And I didn't know this was a policy that the United States had, mm-hmm. but it was called 20 for life, meaning mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. if you gave the coal mine 20 years of your life, mm-hmm. the federal government would take care of you for mm-hmm. the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the heck? When did we decide that?
Well, I was really interested in your reaction to that.
Well, I mean, my first reaction was, so if a guy gets in 22 and then they come out at 42 mm-hmm. for the next 30 to 40 or 50 years of their life, we've got to pay their bills? I mean, that was my first thought.
Good.
Then my second thought is, some of the guys look pretty much like they've had a hard life.
My grandpa was a coal miner. And then, you know, 20 years is like 60 dog years.
Right. So that was my first reaction. Then my second reaction was looking at them going, okay, we need, if you promise them that, we need to take care of them.
Right.
They're like our soldiers.
Right.
They put their life at risk so that we could have energy.
Right.
You know, awesome. That's great. Then I thought to myself, well, if it's such a bad place to be, why are we pushing this kind of economy, a coal economy? That seems ridiculous.
Well, we weren't.
Why going back? Why are
because they? Because I think they feel like these are their jobs.
This is their jobs. Yeah. This is their life. This is their community, mm-hmm. which is, we give you 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a hard 20 years.
But this is a thing. It is. And this is a thing that I was interested to find out, that there are people out there, including you, that believe in a universal income for us.
Well, like, I do believe that. I believe, well, at this moment, I mean, and it's not welfare, by the way.
No, I do not call this welfare. And after you talk to me about it, I'm like, for this.
There are some states that are really, are some countries that are really looking into this.
Yeah.
They think crime rate will go down.
I think they approved it.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. We spend a lot of money, and I might even say stupid money, correcting the problems to keep people employed, you know, or whatever. But as three times in the last week, I've heard people talk about how technology will take more jobs than immigration will ever take, like
right.
by three times.
Right.
Like for every 25% of jobs will be lost by immigration, 75% will be lost to technology.
Sure.
I don't know if we talked about this last week, but you said about Mark Cuban was being interviewed, and he said, we have to be number one in robotics.
Right.
And yes, people will lose their jobs. And also, too, we are on the verge of having driverless cars, driverless mm-hmm. planes, mm-hmm. and driverless semis.
Mm-hmm.
Over a million people get their, you know, mm-hmm. take care of their families mm-hmm. by driving, you know, by being drivers.
Right.
What are we going to do then? And with this new generation, what if we have a minimum salary
right.
for everybody?
Right.
And it doesn't get taken away from you if you make more money.
No.
It gets you can add on
right.
to it.
Right.
I
love the idea.
Well, and people were would
and
go,
especially if we are number one in technology,
right.
number one in robotics, that should be, we are helping the,
right.
the GDP. We're really doing a great job.
Right.
So it shouldn't be a hardship.
And I think we're starting to get right there, because some, you have one camp that says, well, that's, what will people do with their time? They'll lose their motivation to thrive. And I'm like, well,
that's not your business.
And well, but not only that, for the last 10 to 15 years, we've been being programmed to have the four-hour work week, to, you know, have evergreen products so that you're just managing things and you have more time for self-development.
Well, just figure that father that lost his son to the heroin overdose.
Yeah.
I mean, if he had
I don't know what he did for his income.
No, but if he had one,
right.
he could take that time to go
right.
to different communities, work as an activist. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's
a ton of stuff that
a person could do that,
yes.
that they're interested in.
Yes.
That they could be of value and help.
And if you grew up knowing from day one, your basic needs will be covered. Food on the table.
Healthcare
and a house.
Right.
I'm not saying you're going to have everything you need, I mean, like, or want, but maybe that you'll have to, I don't know.
Well, no, because we're human and we have wants and desires.
That propels us to expand. Right.
But to have those basics taken care of.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
I think it's going to be a brave world. And
brave
I think,
new world.
And it's going to be fun and exciting.
Yes.
And I want to jump in with open arms and free fall into it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't want to fight it.
Thank you, Tom Petty.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Tom Petty. I think behaving in any other way with a clenched fist, pushing back progress,
no.
It's going to happen
no matter what. So let's explore it.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate it.
And also, I really have faith in the majority of humanity.
Right.
The majority of us, the overwhelming majority of us want to do good work,
mm-hmm.
wants to develop our lives and be creative.
I think that we were made to have a purpose.
Yes.
You know, a purpose-driven life based on our faith, based
yes.
on our values. And if we stick with that.
Right.
And then it's going to be good, Julie.
I agree. I agree with you. And it's going to be a fun ride. It's going to be a fun ride. And I hope
Can I
that,
come with you?
Yes. And I hope that enough of us are willing to, you know, take this ride together
mm-hmm.
and not fight it.
Right.
I know it can be scary.
Yes.
Because it does seem change is happening faster and faster.
Especially since your father is a semi-driver.
Right. and it's in my blood too, right? and there have been times when I go back, I'm like going, well, maybe I'll just take the truck for a year and just see the country and make some money that way. You know, like, oh, everything's
like
everything's
Smokey driverless. And the Bandit. And,
no, more like Convoy.
Oh, yeah, Convoy. I think we got a Convoy.
Got a Convoy here.
Yes. But moving down the highway.
With a Sirius satellite, with a, you know, an with automatic. Puppy?
With your puppy in the, in, the puppy. In your,
not
in your
this
bed.
Puppy. This puppy would be sad in a
this
semi.
This puppy would not do well.
No, little, he'd be jumping all over the place.
Little man.
He'd be like, I don't know what's going on.
We have our puppy with us today.
Exactly. So, are you ready for a little movie talk?
Yes.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. And see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
So this is so fitting. Last weekend, I watched a little bit of... I was programmed to watch a little bit of House of Cards. And I was with Doug and his family. And
no.
They're like, you've got to see House of Cards. You've never seen House of Cards? I'm like, I never have seen House of Cards. But you have Netflix. I go, well, we just got Netflix. You know, we just got it. So back
off,
people.
We're a little behind.
And the new season's coming out. And so I saw one and I said, oh, and I called you immediately. I said, you've got to watch House of Cards. And you're like, I will eventually. I don't know how to find it. I don't know. So we watched a couple episodes.
Did.
Season one,
yes.
Episode one and two.
We started off.
And with
and
Norm
here
Otto.
Is our movie review. Excellent.
Yeah. First off,
five Sherpa hats.
Five Sherpa hats. It is excellent. It's amazing. And
Kevin Spacey, awesome.
He breaks that fourth wall. I used to call it the third wall, but that doesn't make any sense. He breaks that fourth wall and talks to the audience. I was like shocked. I'm like, this is what's going on here. This is amazing. I don't know what to say. I'm in
it's
total
awesome.
Awe of
yeah.
this.
Can
it
we
also
recommend
makes me
it?
Nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I think it was the first season takes place in 2013, right?
Yes.
So, you know, this is all pre-Trump.
You're right.
Everything. And yet it's so much foreshadowing.
I know.
My feeling is that the characters, which are very well drawn, very well written, are amalgams of people that, you know, we know. But, wow, this... how many hours do I have to watch to get current when it
too
starts?
Many.
A,
too many. You just
too
have
many.
To take it, you know, you will not watch it when it, because they drop the whole season all at one time. So when season five comes, they'll have 13 episodes all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's coming in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so just don't feel like you have to consume it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many hours.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I think it's like 40 hours of material.
Yeah.
So when I watched two episodes at one time, or, you know, it took a lot out of me. I really feel it's something, a movie that you can't, a series you can't just
consume.
I don't think
quantity.
So.
No.
Hillary and Dave said they did. They just consumed it all at one time.
Oh, really?
And I just,
see, there's so much. You're right. There's so much there that I think it would do it a disservice.
I agree. And I want to marinate in the, and their verbiage.
The verbiage.
Verbiage. Or verbiage. Like sausage.
Sausage. Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Okay.
Yes, I'm such a connoisseur with the words.
Yes.
But I love this one phrase he said. He said, I don't make decisions this late after sunset or this early before dawn.
Dawn.
I'm like,
that's so
right.
Awesome. And he also says... he goes, oh, some congressman, because he's a House whip or something.
Yeah.
But he's been in
majority whip
for like decades, right? So he's an old seasoned politician,
right.
And he says some of these young guys, they're in it for the money. They come in, they're in it for the money. He said, but you know, what's your money going to buy you? A McMansion in Palm Beach, and in 10 years, it's all going to be decrepit. He said, but power. Power lasts. Power is the stones that build the
yes.
the real, the true buildings.
Yes.
And so he's got these kind of lines throughout the that you want to just marinate
in. And he
in.
Talks right to us. And I apologize now if you're hearing our doggy bark in the background. You may not be hearing it. He's not in the room with us, thank God. But if you hear his background, we're going, hey, what's that dog
He sees
doing?
A squirrel.
He's a squirrel.
He sees a squirrel, a deer, a moose.
Yes.
Squirrel, a bison.
Exactly.
A fox.
Exactly. So I agree. I have seen nothing else. I think I already reviewed the Fate of the Furious.
Yes, she did.
Okay, good.
But five Sherpa hats, and we call them Sherpa hats because as we've mentioned before, we feel that we are your guides up that mountain of movies and entertainment and TV and even songs.
Yes,
I'm going to add that to my list.
Well, and if you'd like to say this, you've been watching The Voice pretty consistently.
Yes.
And I think you'd give that five Sherpa hats.
Oh, 100%.
Even though you used to have a crush on Blake Shelton.
You know what? And I'm so grateful. I mean, I did have a major crush on Blake. Blakey, as Gwen calls him. Yeah. And I'm losing it.
Yes.
And it's so liberating.
It is. Yeah. There's a time and a place for a crush. And then if it can't be fulfilled or satisfied or itched, it just needs to disintegrate into something else.
Yes.
And so I'm curious who your next crush will be. It may be Kevin Spacey.
Maybe. I doubt it. No, I find him fascinating. Yeah. I find him, but he's not my crush.
He's not your crush. Mm-mm. You know.
I will tell you when I find it.
I hope you do.
I will tell you.
I will wait here patiently.
Yes, thank you.
You know, and so forth. So you're ready for a... excuse me. Hello. Ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me.
Welcome to Elliot's Corner. So here we are at Elliot's Corner, which is so fitting since our dog is barking crazily. Oh, well. Is what it is, people. Is what it is. And I was out with out running him this week. And you know, at dog parks, typically have two dog parks next to each other, you know, all fenced in. So I like it, you know, one for small dogs, one for big dogs.
And usually, dogs that's traditionally.
Medium dog, yeah. Right. But he does so well with the small dogs. Mm-hmm. He just loves the small dogs. And he gets them playing and they have fun. The big dogs, he wants to go a little rougher.
Yeah.
The small dogs, he literally is gentle
with
them.
He's gentle and kind. Yeah. And see, we let them run the fence together. We never put them together.
And so this, my dog and somebody else's dog, they're running the fence. And we were chit-chatting, and she was saying, oh, he's a rescue dog. And I'm certain that my dog's been abused because he didn't. Subtext is, that's why he's so effing crazy. Okay? That's the reason why. And I'm like, my dog's crazy, too. And he was not
abused.
And
we had to pay for him.
And we paid good money for that dog. But that's the subtext. Anyway, then two other dogs come in. And they're two big labs, like 90-pound labs, and they're only 6 months old.
Mm.
I know, they're going to be crazy. Maybe they're 9 months, but they're going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
A black and a chocolate. And they decided to go to the one with the smaller dog, which was fine because she opened it with open arms. And I was a little timid about it. And because I like my dog to meet their dogs through the fence. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think, what do I learn? I learned that sometimes, you know, you shouldn't let someone your butt sniff unless you get to meet them through the fence.
That's right.
Yeah, let's protect the butt a little bit. And so
it's like eHarmony when they meet for lunch first.
Yes.
Before we do the butt sniffing.
Exactly. I think that's her tagline. I think that's eHarmony's tagline. Exactly. Let's go for lunch before you sniff the butt. And so... they were running back and forth with the fence. And then the one woman kind of got me worried because she said, oh, my dog will jump this fence. And I'm like, oh, great. But that's fine. You know, let's see what happens. The owners are all there. You know, we'll be okay. And so this little dog started to get really aggressive with the two bigger dogs in that car. And like fighting, like really like, and kind of aggressive. But I wasn't concerned because there's no way this little dog could do damage to the two big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the two big dogs were getting into it, but they weren't out for blood. Mm-hmm. They were mostly like, hey, dude, what you doing, you know? And the owner of the little dog, who was basically a rescue and probably abused,
The owner?
Yeah. No. Yeah, the owner took out a bullhorn.
Wouldn't that be funny if we had to say,
oh, my gosh.
I've been rescued. Yeah. I was abused.
I was abused, and this is why I behave the way I do, and I kind of piddle in the corner sometimes.
Sometimes I'm like mean to bigger animals than
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I cash checks, my butt can't. What is that? I write checks, my butt can't cash.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is.
Well, you write checks at my butt can't
That's
cash.
Right.
And so she pulled out this horn, and it's a little marine horn. She pushes the button, and it's like, really loud horn. And they all stopped. Like, what the hell? And
what was that?
The guy entered it again. She hit it again. They all stopped. Like, what's going on? And I thought, this is brilliant. And she said she's got a new trainer. They've had four different trainers. Mm-hmm. And she found this trainer who's a trainer who trains police dogs.
Wow.
You know, so he must be good.
Right.
And she goes, he's got me doing stuff that I didn't do with any other trainer. And I'm like, what's the subtext on that? What does he have you do?
That's right.
I didn't say that. So that was, you know, so I learned something there. I mean, mm-hmm. I learned that sometimes you have to have a distraction
mm-hmm.
To stop the energy. And we have this little
what do we say? Distract?
Well,
delay.
Delay, distract.
And then substitute.
Substitute. So if you're having with food or with any kind of negative behavior that mm-hmm. you're trying to get rid of.
Right.
The first thing you do is you.
Delay.
Delay. You know?
Let's see if I can give myself 5 more minutes.
Yes. And then during that time, it starts to get a little tough. You distract.
Let's see if I can play some music on my playlist.
Yeah. Let's play that bullhorn or blowhorn or whatever it is. Is it a bullhorn or blowhorn?
Bullhorn?
Bullhorn.
Well, the marine horn you're talking about,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then finally, if I've done all that, it's time to substitute. And you know, and much means like, hey, I'll take my dog and put it over here instead
right.
of there.
That's right.
And so, and I mean, and that's kind of what I learned. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes,
yes,
you know, we can learn a lot from our dogs. They're not effing perfect, you know. they are far from it, and their natural state isn't always calm.
No,
you know.
No.
Sometimes they want to get in on it, you know, and sometimes they should run. And run and run.
And we would love that.
That's why I take them.
Because a tired dog is a good dog.
For sure. But I remember back in the day, 20 years ago, I don't remember these dog parks everywhere. Do you?
No.
And so.
And thank God we have them now.
I know. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, in a small town of Oregon, Illinois, there's two different mm-hmm. ones. One, you need a little fob to go into.
And the other, you need boots.
Yes, because there's a lot of duck crap there.
It's like, there's like, holy crap.
Yes.
But a duck crap.
Yes. Holy crap, duck crap. Holy duck crap. Because it's right by the river. And it's so weird because I tried taking our dog there one time, mm-hmm. and I just like, I can't
no,
go.
No, you just can't do it.
I mean, I could if I can see the duck crap everywhere I'm walking, that means he's going to be running around in duck crap, mm-hmm. and it's just going to nauseate me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to pretend that the grass is sterile. Yeah, I really want to pretend that and so forth. So that's kind of what I learned from Elliot this
good.
Week. I learned
Very
those
good.
Three things. Sometimes, you know, first of all, delay. You know, delay. If your dogs are going crazy, delay them meeting one by one and having their butt sniffed. They might have to run the fence a little bit longer.
Number still two? Not,
still have to go, you know, then you go distract. You know, blow the horn. You know, whatever. Then finally, substitute with a different dog, different
That's
activity,
right.
whatever.
Take him out of the pen.
Exactly.
Take him for a walk.
You ready for a little pillar talk?
Absolutely.
Pillow talk. Pillow talk. So here we are at Pillar Talk. Yay!
Thank you, Doris Day.
Thank you, Doris. And so we really want to talk about two things during Pillar Talk. And this is where we get a little preachy, I guess. We kind of, that's not the right word, preachy. How about peachy?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a little peachy on this. It's really about the pillars of life.
This is the edu part of the edutainment.
For sure, for sure.
Well, we hope that there's some tainment too, though.
Yes, hopefully we're educating and there's some fun to this as well. So what we're talking about is, I'll go first because we got two parts here.
Mm-hmm.
One is, you've got some dreams that you maybe been, goals that you've been working on that are heading you towards your dreams, and it seems like you're stuck. You're not able to, you're working on them all the time, but you're not seeing any real progress. there's a couple different reasons why. I mean, one is that that breakthrough, that momentum, that thrust that takes you forward is just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Another possible reason is that you are doing enough sabotaging to keep you staying in place.
The three steps forward and three steps back.
Exactly. I mean, you can feel the tug of war going on. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple reasons why. And no matter how much you want to progress, unless you can't move fast enough to get out of the way of the saboteur if it's pretty strong mm-hmm. inside of you. Because mm-hmm. the saboteur will get bigger and bigger until you really address it. Mm-hmm. And the saboteur is really has its own purpose. And once you realize its purpose, you can play with it. You can work with it.
And Jules talking about a saboteur. We're talking about sub-personalities.
Yes.
That, you know, we all have.
Right.
And so Jules, right, this particular one has a mind of its own, a mission of its own. It serves a purpose.
And it has a different goal in mind.
Correct.
And its goal might mean to keep you safe.
Right.
To keep you having more fun. Mm-hmm. To keep you enjoying life. Because sometimes progress isn't enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's a little painful. Mm-hmm. And there's parts of us that really, biologically and evolutionarily,
don't want to hurt.
We don't want to hurt.
Right.
And if we can embrace the hurt, we know it's something to be afraid of. And it's all going to be okay, you know, even if everything doesn't go right the first time, it's all going to be okay. But that saboteur part of us, it gives us things that, it gives us big distractions that come up.
Absolutely.
That we think must be done,
the
dealt
next
with right
shiny
now.
Object.
The next shiny object is another one. Mm. There is nothing juicier to having a new goal,
right.
A new dream.
Yes.
It's like,
it just pops up.
Yeah.
How did that pop up out of nowhere?
Oh my God, this is awesome. We need to focus on this now.
Right.
That dream must not be for me, because this dream right here is awesome and for me.
That's right.
And then it's a new shiny object that you want to go for. We all have them. And so one thing you can do, acknowledge it, first off. Mm-hmm. Once you realize it's there, you can even go, okay, my gosh, there's been things going on that I'm experiencing the same kind of defeat in mm-hmm. my goals. Over and over again. What's going on? Zig Ziglar always had us saying this one long page contract, and it was about you're taking responsibility for all the effects and emotions and everything and all your life results.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am responsible for my thoughts, my feelings, and every result I get.
And once you say that and believe that, mm-hmm. it's not to make you feel bad, it's mm-mm. to make you feel powerful mm-hmm. and empowered in your own life. Mm-hmm. And so once you go, okay, I'm responsible for all these results I'm getting, what's going on? And an idea that you can do, one process, is to take like a little visualization drive in some sense and mm-hmm. see yourself in a meadow or in a very calm, serene place. And bring to you the part of yourself and give it a face, it could look like you, that is your saboteur. The part of you that keeps you safe, keeps you from not wanting to fail. Like, hey, I don't want you to fail here. I want you to mm-hmm. always feel like you're succeeding. Mm-hmm. And the one way to do that is to keep you from trying new things.
One time when I went to the meadow, I met the person that was afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And afraid to succeed.
Holy cow.
Whoops.
Whoops. That kept you in a little box, didn't it? And so what does that person give you as goals then, or things that happen? Distractions. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's that part of you's goal, part mm-hmm. of you, their goal is to keep you from failing or keep you from succeeding mm-hmm. so you don't fail. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, everything that comes up is a way to stop you from doing it. Mm-hmm. And really what you need to do is show, you know, acknowledge that this subpersonality, the saboteur, actually this had a job to do.
Right.
And it
it's
was
like,
doing it
doing
well.
Doing a good job.
Doing a good job. And at this point, I'm going to give you a different job
That's
to
right.
do. And show that part of you your new goal. And show that part of you how you're going to succeed at that new goal. Mm-hmm. And this is what you're in charge of now. Mm-hmm. So instead of So instead of showing me all the new distractions out there, mm-hmm. or instead of showing me that I'm tired every night, or like I'm tired and I don't want to focus on, or I have a hard time focusing, you're in charge of keeping me focused.
Right.
You're in charge of seeing the end result. You're in charge of me believing in myself. Give it bigger goals.
Yes.
And this process almost should be done daily until you feel the saboteur is gone or is doing what it needs to be doing, mm-hmm. which is taking care of you. That sub-personality that mm-hmm. was acting as saboteur, mm-hmm. which was also the protector, mm-hmm. who knows what else it had to do. It's mm-hmm. personal for everybody, mm-hmm. is now acting with its other goal in mind. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be the exact goal you're dealing with. It can be sure. a part of it.
Exactly.
It's like it's a sub-part of the goal, mm-hmm. you know.
Perfect.
And let it work. And then acknowledge it, because then you're going to see momentum building in the right direction.
Yes.
And that's going to be a lovely thing. And keep acknowledging it. So keep doing this process over and over again. These spiritual processes, they're just like sit-ups. You can't just do it once and think you're going to get it lasting results. I would love that to happen. And I believe in my heart that one day technology will come up with a way that we can just have to do one thing once and we will have learned everything and it'll be awesome, right?
Yeah. But they are processes and they are like muscles.
Yes.
And they atrophy if you don't use them.
For sure.
And you can't do it just once and then go, for the rest of my life, I don't have to do another sit-up.
I am solved. I have figured this problem out, and I've solved this problem.
And I will never have other problems again.
Never. Never. I will never get to another plateau where I've expanded outside my comfort zone, and my little sub-personality would go, wait a minute, I'm awake again, and I need to protect my girlfriend again, because we're in a new territory here. Yeah,
as she says, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going on here? So, let's kind of work on that. And I know you want to talk about being happy.
Well, I was going to talk just real briefly about the inner child. Mm. And I know that, you know, years ago it was so posh to talk about all the inner child stuff. And I think sometimes we go away from it and we forget how our inner child is there still.
Right.
And loves things like, you know, things that are tactile.
Right.
Like music, like play, like hopscotch, mm-hmm. like art.
Yes.
Food, exercise, hugs. And so I was just wanted to say about to take some time this week with to recognize our inner child and give it some fun stuff. You know, let it revel in some good music.
We forget, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
But we forget that being happy is an action sometimes. And having fun is an action. And mm-hmm. we have to sometimes put that action into our lives to change the mood that we're in.
Right.
I was going through a period in my life probably about 8 years ago where I was just filled with anxiety. And I even went to the hospital for it. I thought I was dying. I literally, mm-hmm. I called the emergency room up saying, I think I'm having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. This is horrible. I'm coming there right now. And I'm sure at that moment they're going, you're probably not having a heart attack because mm-hmm. you sound very calm. But my blood pressure was like 200 over 120. It was something so crazy. Mm-hmm. And I walked out after doing a whole battery of tests. I walked out with a little pamphlet talking about anxiety. And, you know, after the doctor asked, are you being abused? Mm-hmm. I'm a rescue girl.
Yes.
And
we have the
stuff,
Marine horn.
What's going on with you that you're experiencing this kind of anxiety and
right,
all that stuff?
Right.
And, you know, when I officially called it that, mm-hmm. I no longer was afraid of it. Mm-hmm. Because at that moment, I'm like, well, I'm not going to, as far as I know, no one has died from anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but I know I probably won't die from anxiety. Mm-hmm. But it still was very painful when those things came up. And I remember having to travel a lot during this time and having to cross some bridges, which is so metaphorical now, mm-hmm. it's laughable. Mm-hmm. But I got through that time. Mm-hmm. I always feel so happy to know that I got through that time. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was this one bridge that a couple of times I had to pull over and call you. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to cross this river. I have to cross the river. There's no other way for me to get from here to there without mm-hmm. crossing this river. And I can't do it. And I started doing a couple of things. One was I about a mile before the river, mm-hmm. this long bridge, I would start smiling, mm-hmm. intentionally smiling, because I read mm-hmm. that just the act of smiling mm-hmm. makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And so I started smiling, and I started singing the song Thank You Song by mm-hmm. Natalie Merchant. Mm-hmm. You know, do you know that song? Mm-mm. I want to thank you, thank you. I want to thank you. It's just literally thank you mm-hmm. over and over and over mm-hmm. again. What am I doing? I'm changing my state. I'm breathing differently. I'm singing, mm-hmm. smiling. I am physically doing that. Now, I did not feel like doing any of those things before I began doing it. Mm-hmm. It was a conscious decision to manually change my state.
Right, right.
And then at some point, I added something else. Now, this is, of course, another, but looking back, I find it funny. I had a change container in my car, like most people do. Mm-hmm. And I had like a little plastic bowl in the passenger seat floor. And I would start throwing change into the bowl, mm-hmm. you know, as I'm singing, as I'm saying thank you, all this stuff, as I'm smiling and I'm driving. Luckily, there's no traffic. However, I changed my state.
Change happens.
Change happens. So, you know, knocking on my head here, you know, what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. All without medication, which is pretty nice,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
But it didn't happen because I felt good.
Right.
It happened because I chose to behave and do something that would shake things up.
Right.
You know,
And for other people, they might have not chosen to cross that bridge.
Right. Well, I delayed crossing the bridge until I realized I still have to go across the bridge. Mm-hmm. Then I distracted myself. And then I finally, what I do, I didn't switch it around. But once I distracted myself, I mm-hmm. got through the bridge.
Right.
And that was a thing. So I think back to that time, and I think about that process that I did and how quickly it worked. And I did it every single time I had to cross that bridge.
Right, which was like twice a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, until I no longer had to do it. Mm-hmm. I wish I could tell you that it happened just once and I was magically cured and I never had to do it again. No, I had to do it continuously
when
I had to cross that bridge. Now I don't have a problem with it. I mean, isn't that lovely? I always get so upset when people talk about that person such as is, you know, is like they label people, you mm-hmm. know. And the truth is, through a course of a lifetime, we've all probably had behaviors that they could label us during set times.
Right.
You know,
sure.
If you just saw me during that time, you might have thought I was a very anxious person. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider myself an anxious person
at
all.
Not at all, right.
I had a moment. I had a time in my life. You know, had mm-hmm. to address a few things,
mm-hmm. you know? Right?
And it did, and I got through it, and now I'm not that person. I may have to bring out those processes again mm-hmm. if that part of me
gets
shows
activated.
Up.
Yeah,
yes, right. Gets activated. You know, if my little sub personality comes through again, saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I don't
we
like
don't
what's
do
going
bridges.
On."
We don't do bridges, Julie.
Yeah, you don't do bridges anymore, girlfriend.
Because you know why? London Bridge is falling down.
So yes, let's do something else. And I may have to activate those processes again. And so forth.
Good for you.
But no, so I wanted to say, like, for you and being happy, you know, and talking mm-hmm. about your inner child. Mm-hmm. I mean, singing.
Right.
Physical stuff. Using your hands. Breathing differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are tactual things. Those are things, they're not all in your brain. You're not thinking your way out of it.
Right. You're not analyzing or overanalyzing.
And I think that's a good point because I think a lot of times we can make ourselves happier by not overanalyzing
stuff. I agree.
Stuff. Get in there and do things
right.
that could change
Shake
your state.
Right.
Shake it up. And I love what you said. You know, it's like, you know, if you typically go to eating, I've been doing my master's program, and I really look at stress in regards to weight gain. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of us don't know how to deal with stress appropriately enough, mm-hmm. or we use food sometimes mm-hmm. to deal with stress, mm-hmm. that could be counterintuitive mm-hmm. or counterproductive. Mm-hmm.
And well, we call it maladaptive coping skills.
Yeah.
It's a coping skill.
Yeah. coping skill. Mm-hmm. It's just your subpersonality coming through going, I want you to do this
right,
to cope with the stress. Mm-hmm. And your other, and then the majority of you goes, but wait a minute, doing this doesn't help me over here.
We don't care about that.
No. I've got to deal with this first, which is you're stressed out, girlfriend. Let's deal with this now.
Mac and cheese.
Exactly. Did you say macaroni and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I told you this, though. I had mac and cheese the other day.
You did?
I don't think I shared that with you.
No, you didn't.
I went to the store. I had bought a 55-cent box of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And I was just craving for it.
Yeah. Sometimes
and
it's just
I did not want to share.
Yeah. So I don't know about it.
Exactly. So go to our website, consciouscommunity.com. We hope you've enjoyed this show. We know we have. This is one of the best times of our week. And no matter what state I'm in before the show starts, mm-hmm. I am always in a great state afterwards. And we
I
hope
love,
you are too.
You got a beautiful state of mind.
Yes. How's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.